What up, what up, what up, what up, people? I want to thank you for all of you that have been listening and following me. I really appreciate your support. I got a new microphone here, so I hope the sound quality is much better. I know before it was getting low, but I just wanted to still get the content out there. And that just goes to show. That's why I have a class on perfectionism, to show you business and life in this universe is an action universe. Action is rewarded. Right? So you just take action. If it's not perfect, keep taking action, because I've been talking to enough people and they have way better ideas than me and maybe even way better skills. But hey, do you know them? Are you listening to them? Are they doing anything? No, because they're waiting for it to be perfect and they're not putting the content out there, the information out there. So I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm going to keep going forward with my systems. And if the mic isn't that great, okay, well, still, I posted it this week and we have a better microphone now, hopefully, right? But I don't trust technology and all that. I trust God. I say what I have to say. He puts it in me and I deliver it out there. And hopefully it's going to be at the best, excellent quality that I actually want. But there is a difference between perfectionism and striving for excellence. So, and I've worked on that within myself. So if you do have issues with perfectionism, please get with me. Check out my website, najanailguru.com. I have a class on perfectionism that is really helpful, really beneficial, and has changed lots of lives, including my own. So what I want to talk about today is social media. I talk about this a lot, and I might have already talked about this, but hey, we're at a critical level, and I really want to shine some light on this, right? What is social media? Social media, in my opinion, is two things. And what this is what I use it for. Social media is a way to stay, quote unquote, connected, even though you're connected to a piece of plastic. It's not actually your family member, but okay. But it's a way to stay connected, and it's a way to network with people. Like, I'm using this for business, so I use this to network with people all over the U.S., outside of the U.S., everywhere on earth. I can use this tool to network with people and let them know what my services are, because I'm no longer just sitting at a desk where you have to be in person with me and get a manicure service. I can share my knowledge and share my skills with people through video conferencing, and that can be anywhere in the world. So that's what I'm using this for, to network with people all around the world, and then also to The other thing that I really think that it's for is it's a free marketing tool. So you can use it to market your services. I'm using it to market my services worldwide, because I can meet you anywhere. If you have a Wi-Fi connection or even a telephone, we can call. If you're using it to get paying clients to come in your chair to get services, then that's what I want you to use this for. The problem is you don't have a clear idea of what you're using your social media for. So you're like, well, I don't know. I want to be an influencer. I don't know. I need clients. Well, I don't know. I also want to like inspire the nail community. No. Pick one thing and go for it. I picked one thing in the beginning of my career. I've been in this career for 20 years. I picked one thing and I went to school for that one thing and I stuck to my guns for that one thing and in the service arena. And what it was high-end, luxurious, very relaxing spa quality pedicures. That's what I went to school for. Everyone told me you're not going to make any money. A certain community has that on lockdown and blah, 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 blah. And then I would tell people before I was even licensed at all these LA parties, yeah, but I'm going and I want to do $60 pedicures and serve sangria and give a really long massage. Then all their tunes changed. Like, oh, okay, a 20-minute massage. Huh, sangria. Oh, okay, I'd be willing to spend $60 on that. Okay, so I already knew. I did the data while I was in school. Got out of school, got a bunch of $60 pedicures. Did that for a long, long time. Then I started to do celebrities and all that. And I never wanted to do any of that. That just came because I live in the right city in Los Angeles. God does whatever he does. That came. But my mission was always about relaxing people and giving spa style pedicures. Okay. Then, I started to do celebrities and do these pedicures, got known in the industry. Then big companies and big people starting out with companies came to me, with money. Hey, we want to invest in you. We want to, can you do an acrylic line for us? Can you do tools? Can you do this? A company came to me that started out, that's a really large company now, but when I met them, they were not a company at all. And they came to me and said, yo, we got $250,000. We want to invest in you. What do you want? Tell us a product. Tell us one product you want us to make. And you know what I told them? I said, I want blinged out calculators and notebooks. And they looked at me like I was absolutely crazy. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, I want to be able to teach. If you want to put money behind me, I want to be able to teach the beauty community how to make money, how to run their numbers, and how to be a business person. So you could take your $250,000 and invest it in a way for me to be able to teach these people fun ways to be able to do math and be able to keep their numbers. And that didn't work out. That company went on to have a whole gel line and acrylic line and all kind of stuff, right? That company still is not teaching you how to make money with their product, and most companies are not. So I still stuck to my guns. I stayed true to this teaching thing that I really want to do. So I'm sharing that with you to kind of share a little bit about the ground that I stand on and my integrity. That yeah, I could be making way more. I could be doing way, way more if I was showing all the techniques and the sauces, but I'm so passionate about teaching people how to actually have a career in this and how to get paying clients and how to be a stand-up business person and not just a messy artist, right? Because I have been all that. So I know. So the critical point that I want to talk about with this social media thing is that it's really getting to a critical level and it's really heartbreaking to me. I'm talking to thousands of people monthly, right? Easily hundreds daily or weekly. And I'm asking people, what can we celebrate? A lot of people can't answer what they can celebrate. And what can, here's the question I'm asking people, what can we celebrate when it comes to the business side of your business? What can we celebrate and what areas in business or marketing do you need help with? Now, most people are answering, oh, I don't know what to celebrate. That's number one. That's heartbreaking. We can't get to a level where we could celebrate anything. Hey, if you're breathing and you're able to read what I just wrote you, celebrate that, yo. Because everyone can't read and everyone is not breathing. There are people that are not alive. So that's a celebration. Second is they tell me, oh, I'm celebrating that I'm being more consistent in my posting, more consistent in my posting. That makes me happy if you're, doing the social media thing. And then they say what they're struggling with is that they're struggling with, they don't know what to post. They don't know how to do the reels. They're trying to be consistent. They just don't have time to do social media. And they're thinking that they're not a great beauty, a beauty service provider. They're thinking they're not that great at nails. They're not that great at this because they can't stay consistent posting reels. Now, reels is a whole other thing. And if you watch my reels, look at my Instagram. I'm on the underscore nausea. I don't do any of that dancing, back and forth, talking here and there, all this real stuff. I don't do that. I get on the reels and I talk for 1 minute about what I'm passionate about. That's it, right? Because I'm not willing to do all that other stuff because that's show and pony. That's a monkey show. That is, I got paid to do that. I don't want to do all that stuff for free. And can I do it? Maybe. Do I need to? Probably not, right? But what I'm trying to get at you is if you don't have ideas for reels, then don't do them. If you think that you need to get ideas for reels, it's probably not true. If you don't have a full book of clients, there's plenty of other things you could be doing and spending your time on than to try to do these reels. Because what I'm seeing is the reels are more entertaining for the beauty community. People that are making reels, it's usually they're making fun of clients and showing how clients come in late or show how clients, are not showing up or show clients moving their hands and all this. So it's really not. I don't see how you're trying to get clients from that, right? So the critical level is that we're putting all of our eggs into this basket, which is social media, and we're using it to measure our self-worth. We're using social media to measure whether we think that the content we're putting out is valuable or not. We're using social media to measure whether our services are good or not. Does your client at the end of your service, the human being that's in front of you, aside from any, cell phone or social media stuff. Does a person in front of you have a different energy about them? Did you leave them better off than how they came in? Do they feel better? Do they feel relaxed? Do they feel, oh, great, now they have a good beauty service? Are they rebooking? Are they referring other people to you? That is the measure of how your service is going, not how many likes you get, right? Because there's plenty of people that have lots of likes, no sales. Plenty of people that have lots of likes and lots of views, no clients. So what is it that you're in for? So, in my social media course, I talk about first we have to make a decision. What are you using your page for? Once we know what you're using it for, then we can dial in the content and all that. But I wanted to just touch on what I think social media is. It's a free marketing tool. Use it for that. Don't use it to measure whether you're doing well or not. It's hard. It's going to be hard to do this because the entire society is on board with this. So if you're the only odd one out being like, yeah, but I'm not going to use that to judge myself, I mean, it's a difficult road, right? Because it's ingrained right now into the society to look like, oh, it only got this many likes. Oh, it only got this much. You think you got to really recognize what social media has become, okay? We're going to just use Instagram right now. Instagram is an advertisement platform, right? All the eyeballs left TV and left the commercials on TV. So now where do people do their commercials and their advertisement? Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So I think I talked about this before, but it's important to talk about it again. I have 80,000 followers on my Instagram page. Zuckerberg and Instagram, when I post something, maybe 500 to 1,000 people see it, maybe like 200, right? And now with Reels, they open it up and push that content out more because they want you to do more Reels. Now, I do get paid for doing Reels. I make my Reels for my own business, and they maybe give me like $100 a month for posting Reels, right? That's not enough for me to want to be doing show and pony and all this stuff. I'm posting my Reels in hopes that you'll buy some of the classes, some of the ebooks that I do. And if Zuckerberg wants to give me $100 or $200, great. But I'm not trying to monetize it that way. I've done things monetizing where I've got paid $300, $10,000, all this kind of stuff from companies, right? I'm not using my page for that. But what I'm getting at here is that the advertisement quality of it, so you can really realize if you have 10,000 followers and you get 3 to 10 likes, that's because when you posted something, Instagram is opening it up to like 30%, like 200 people. They're not opening it up so all 10,000 people can see it. That's not how it works. If I want all 80,000 people to see it, or a little bit more, a little bit less, I'm going to need to pay Instagram minimum $1,500 a month, 15 to 2,000 to 5 G's. That's the golden number. That's when it really blasts out to a lot of people. And I may or may not try that. I have a course that's coming up soon. Maybe I'll try it and see, does it open it out to more people or not? But I want you to really understand that it's not your content. Like, you're not reading enough into this. You're not reading the fine print. You're not looking at the big picture. You're looking at this surface thing. You're posting something and being like, oh man, only like 8 people liked it. Right? No. Instagram only put it out to about 20 people. All 20 people saw it, all 20 people liked it, but only 8 people are going to hit the like button. Everyone isn't going to do it, right? So you're thinking, oh, like I have 80,000 followers, so how come only got 200 likes? That's terrible. Because it only got put out to a small pool, because it's not going out to everyone. Right? I don't know if you know about the app called Fanbase. I'm trying to move my stuff over there, but the stuff wasn't moving over. But that guy claims that how many ever followers you have, your content goes out to all those followers. I don't know if that's true or not because I haven't got fully over there, but I do know what's going on over here on Instagram, and you are going to have to pay to play. Everything is pay to play. You guys just don't get into business enough to know that. All the stuff that's at supermarkets, that's at the end caps of your grocery store or at Target, that company paid, yo. That company paid big dollars to be at eye level. That company paid big money to be on the end cap of Target. You want to look at all the stuff on the bottom row? That's just people that, all right, Target accepted my product and now it's in there. You want to be visible and all up in people's eyes and all at the cash register and all the places how people shop and all that. It's called pay to play. Pay to play. That's what you're gonna have to do for Instagram if you don't want to be butthurt and be like, oh, only 8 people liked it, but I have 40,000 followers. No, yo, it didn't get shown because this is an advertisement platform. Just like, people selling ads in their magazine, people selling ads in their newspaper, people selling ad space on radio shows, people selling ad space on TV show. That's what you're involved in. Yet you're thinking, oh man, I put this down, people making memes like, oh, come on, algorithm, I'm gonna need you to help me out. Or, algorithm. It's like, just learn how to market yourself and get clients. I know that I'm sounding like an old head now, but I'm just, heartbroken that people are thinking that they're sitting at home or in the back of a salon scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, not going out in their community and getting clients. There are people out there that need you. They need you to give them beauty. They need you to talk to them. You never know, you could be helping someone by giving a nail service that they were going to kill themselves tonight, or three other people. You sat down with them and something in that interchange helped. But no, you're more worried about making a reel so the nail community can ha ha ho ho laugh at you. So I'm just going to keep sticking to my guns and let you know, use social media for what it's for. Networking and being social, for God's sakes. And don't use it to measure yourself, man. Don't use this thing to measure whether your work is valuable or not. Don't use this to measure whether you're successful or not. Don't use this to measure whether you can add value to the world or not. Please. And if you need my help, I have help to show you how to get clients in person and also through social media. But I hope that this helped. Please reach out to me if you need any more help. If you agree with this, you don't agree, I don't care. I just always want to have an open discussion. I don't claim that everything I say is right. I'm just trying to, do my part and contribute in what I can. So I'm glad that you listened, and please reach out to me if you have any ideas and other topics that you'd like for me to talk on, or if you have questions, and then I can address it in these podcasts. So I hope you have a blessed day. And remember, social media is not a measure of how important you are as a person. It is a free marketing tool. Use it for that and nothing else.
How do you know, man? How do you know, man? How do you know, man?